I know a guy who's having a birthday. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Oh, you thought we'd forget.
You thought we'd forget. No way. Chris Tim's got a birthday today.
Yeah.
It's a, and, you know, Rusty, fact checker Rusty, he's been planning what he was going to do for it for over a year. Saw it on the calendar 2 years ago. Yeah, yeah. A little homage to Chris Tim in this segment. In this segment. Now, normally that would never be superseded. This guy's got a birthday. We celebrate around here.
Yeah, we do.
Celebrate his greatness.
I told him early. I knew it was his birthday. And my mother said, if he needs any help with Medicare, feel free to give her a call.
Well, it's good to know. I appreciate that.
You know, Barry up in HR got to him a little while back about Medicare. And Chris Tim had some trouble getting on the app. We know it's not easy.
Uh-huh. We know. Uh-huh. They're used to having people having trouble.
Three or four tries at it. I think Barry walked him through the steps. We don't know exactly. But
yeah, I don't know that I'm, you don't, it's human nature not to think of yourself as getting older, but you can't fight it. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Time continues to march on. I'm lucky to be here. I'm happy to be awake and alive this morning.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fact checker Rusty Kelly, you mentioned him earlier. He sent me an email wishing me happy birthday 2 minutes after midnight.
That's right.
Rusty. I don't know if he set a clock or just stayed up to send it.
There's an homage to you in this segment. He's been planning this over 2 years. Wow. He realized something 2 years ago, and that's how he's going to give you a tribute on your birthday.
Here's also two other notes that show how one is aging. Mm-hmm. One, the other thing I got immediately was a note from my butt doctor saying, time for your colonoscopy.
Yeah,
yeah, about that
give
time.
Us a call.
Yep, that's right.
At 12:02, hey, birthday boy.
At 12:02 a.m. Happy birthday.
Yep.
About time to ram something else up your butt.
Yeah.
How'd you like to poop for 12 hours?
Happy birthday.
Come see us when you're done.
Don't have that birthday cake just yet.
Yeah. Is that a polyp or a cupcake? Let us determine.
That's right.
And one other note, and I haven't told you guys, I haven't shared this with you guys. Mm. But as you know, I have two younger brothers, and we all were lucky enough to get together for Christmas at the holiday at my brother's house in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Family from Maine came in. The Virginia family was there. The North Carolina family was there. It was great. And I gave my brother Charles, whose birthday was earlier this week, a book I'd already given him.
Oh, by accident. Oh,
yep.
Oh boy.
He opened it up and goes, you've already given me this.
He didn't just pretend to say,
nope.
Didn't
sugarcoat it or anything. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Slipping now.
Slipping.
That's an issue. There's a slip. You know, I try not to send, I always send my niece and nephew a card with money on their birthday and my sister, and I try not to get the same card again. But that's tough. You know, I've bought cards. I see them over and over again. It's like, these are the same cards.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
Oh, yeah. In my grandma's later years, she sent me the same card multiple times.
Yeah. But I mean, how can you remember? I've been sending them cards for years and years and years, you know. Oh, I did this again last night, too. You know, last night I was on the way home. We played pickle. And I was on the way home going up a major thoroughfare here, Battleground Avenue. And I was about 3 or 4 miles from home, and a police officer had parked across an intersection. So there's no getting through it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was the first one there. It wasn't like a line of cars. And I could see up ahead
More flashing lights.
More flashing lights. And I was thinking maybe a bad accident. I wasn't sure. Now, the way the police officer had parked, it's like three lanes of traffic, but she had parked across one lane. And I could have scooted right around her, so I started to creep my way through the intersection, you know.
Yep.
So she flashes the flashlight in my eyes a couple of times. But I kept on coming. I went just just creeped ahead. Just
inch, little, just inch, 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 inch.
And she flashes. She goes, what are you doing?
I'm an American. I was born here. I proof.
I said, can I go through there? And she goes, no. And she was real rude about it, too. She goes, no.
Well, it's a sideways police car. What do you think?
I guess not. Well, I had my way.
This is big entitlement, especially when you added she was rude to me.
But I couldn't. And I said, I got to get home. I said, I got to get home. And she said, well, you're going to have to find another way. And I said, I don't know another way. I don't know the other way. It's a straight shot to my house. She goes,
it's a right and then a right. There's no other way.
I don't know.
It's a cul-de-sac inside a cul-de-sac. It's confusing.
I just left pickleball. You're not helping your case,
I can't make it any more clear. I don't know how to get home from here, from anywhere else but here.
Such a it's so difficult because, of course, I pull over into a parking lot of Sprouts.
GPS?
Did I GPS it? But, of course, it just takes me the way. Yeah. It doesn't know.
No, the traffic hasn't updated yet.
No, it has no idea. So I just sat there in Sprouts for, you know, 45 minutes and waited for the traffic to clear. Tough night. I mean, I don't know what exactly happened, but you can't go through there. They'll let you know. You're not doing that.
There's so much blood. Are y'all almost done?